Tviika milta yisera, if there's an extra property involved over here, or the response of Kleimer, and yesh mashu yaisa mi raiva lechosa, let's say there's a drop more than 1/24 of the saw. So therefore the Mishnah says it's not called the mechila klal. So therefore it says, Viika milta yisera, patisha kabin hadri. And this extra amount, like the Mishnah says, comes out to be tisha kabin, then the lochor is, the lokeach has a right to return it. Since this piece of property is a property of tisha kabin, that has a chshiva to itself, the lokeach has a right to return it, and the moichah cannot ask for the money. Saisvei, Rav Nachman. Rav has a question to Rav Nachman. It says, Shimshaya besoda, based tisha kabin, if I leave over in the field, when I sell you a field, and I leave over in this field, base tishas kabin, noin kabin, lav dizoven le, shimshaya besoda base tishas kabin. It was left over, base tisha kabin, so then we say, that's the loch, I have a right to return it. Now, lav isn't it talking about dizoven le kurim? Isn't the mashma, even though they sold a lot of kurim? This is the kasha according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman before said, we look at each kur by itself. And each kur by itself, you have a right to give all the extra. And there it's mashma know that all you have a right is just tisha kabin, even though I sold you a lot of kurim. So mashma, you don't go both every kur separately. We look at just the wholesale by itself. So Master's Lord, there's no proof from over here. I'll tell you, you're also dissolving like kur, but someone only sold them with just one kur. Yeah. If you have no kasha of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, that at each kur separately, you have to be done 1/24 if you gave him more or less. Then the Mishnah says, Uvigina, let's say the sale took place in the garden, then we say, Beis Chatzikaf. So if the extra amount of property was enough of a Chatzikaf, that's called a Chshivas by itself, and then the Lokeach has a right to return this extra piece of property. He doesn't have to give him back the money, he can say, take back this property. So again says, Lav dizoven le sosayim, is the mashma you bought a lot of property and still you only have this one extra amount? So again, mashma not like Rav Nachman. So Mor says loy dizoven le so, he only sold them one so of property. Therefore, you only have this amount. But again, according to Rav Nachman, if you sold them a lot of property for each so, you have your own measurement. Then the Mishnah says the gedibur Rabbi Kiva according to Rabbi Kiva is pshat base roiva. He holds what's called a chashuv, a piece of a gina, of a garden, that it could be sold by itself, that's a roiva hakav. Not a chatzi hakav, but a quarter of a kav. Again, my lav doesn't mean the means, tizoven le so, he sold a lot of property, he sold the so, and also you only have a roiva hakav, so loy tizoven le chatzi so, he only sold him a chatzi so. Mashmah, that's the cheshmer of a base roiva to a chatzi so. But again, there's no kashing of Nachman. It could be that if you sell a lot of property, for each amount of property, you take the cheshbon by itself, 1/24 of that piece of property. You don't go boso one shear for the whole thing. Boy, Rav Asher, Vashi has a question like this. Sode v'nasas gina. Let's say first I sold you a field, and later it was turned into be a gina, turned to be a garden. Rel's gina, I sold you a gina. V'nasas sode came to be a field, my... What's the locha? Like it's a different amount of shear size, so if it's valuable enough by itself or not, is it called a chshiva that you can return it or not? So Mor says, take it, it's a good shayla. Do you go both of the way it started out to be, or else with the way it is right now?
What do you mean by chshivas?
Can it be sold by itself? There's a certain amount, like a base roiva kav, that's enough property by itself. Even if it's a small amount, somebody would buy it. It's usable. Less than that is not usable. Very hard to sell it. This amount is an amount that people would buy. It's called the smallest amount of property that could be used for a gina or for a soda. But they have different shurim. Here the shallow is by the meicher was one thing, and then the lakeach changed it around. So the go bust of the meicher or the lakeach, nothing more says it to take them. Tony will end like this. Im hoyu somech l'sadeyu, it was near your field, then afilu kol shu, let's say the extra amount of field, again, I set up, I'm selling you a base core. Selling you a base core kaka. And they ended up, I gave you a drop more. And you have to return it to me.
But let's say this piece of property that you're returning to me is near my field. Like I own the neighboring field. Then for sure, the din of the Mishnah, that Lakech has the right to pay, that Lakech is forced to pay back the money, doesn't apply. Because the Melech is not going to lose out now. Like if this extra small piece of property that's being returned back to the Melech, of course in that sale that I sold you, I gave you a little bit too much. So you have to give me back the extra. But if that extra piece of land is near my property, then the Lakech has the right to say, take back that extra property. Either piece of property by itself can't be sold, so what? It's next to your field, it's part of your big field.
Then Avada, he can't ask for money, he just has the right to give back that field. Tonyam, hoye summit with the deyo, afilu koshu masa lekarka. Then he only has to return property and not any money. Boy Ravashi, Vashi at the shalom like this. Bor mal shetafsik. Let's say between your property and this extra piece of property you gave him, there was a bore, there was a ditch in between. Do we say now that since there's something in between, there's a hefsek there, so it's not called part of your property, the lakech has to pay you the money? Or maybe no, since there's only a little bore in between, it's still called like a continuation of your property, the lakech could return the extra property. Avasamayama, let's say there's a small canal going like at the end of your property to the beginning of the next property, there's a small canal. And that extra property is near your property, sure there's a small canal in between. Maho, could Lakeh give it back or do you have to pay back the money? Maosha Tafsik. Derech Harabim Maosha Tafsik. Let's sit together, at the end of your property, there's like a derech, like a Rishus Harabim walking by there. And the other side of Rishus Harabim is the extra property. So we call the continuation or not. Rich Podadik Lamao. Let's say there's like the stump of a palm tree there. The dividing between the end of your property and that small piece of property. Would this be a division as if to say your field ended and now there's something new and therefore that extra piece of property, if it's smaller than the base Tisha Kabin, it can't be sold by itself. The Merchah has the right to say, pay me back the money? Or else maybe no, since it's really next to your field, just you have these small things in between your field and their field, maybe still it's called one sale. This is where it says, Teiku, Sanka Teiku, what the luck would be. Would the Moicher have a right to ask back for the money, or would Lakech have a right to say, no, I'm not giving you back the money, take back the property. I ate a small piece of property, but listen, it's near your property, so it could look like one big piece of property. It's really a Teiku. So Pasulach would be that I might have a Varaya that I'd be able to say, I'm not paying you the money, take back the property. Right. Then the Mishnah ends off to say, V'loyes haroivu b'vad machzir, once the difference is more than a quarter, a 1/24th, so then you have to return it. So the Mishnah says, loyes haroivu b'vad machzir loy, elakol ha-moisir, all the leftover. So Morris says, ka'at alai, it's just the opposite. What do you mean, the extra leftover, not the roiva? The roiva for sure you have to return. So really it means like this. Toni Rovim Bar Rav Nachman. Rovim Rav Nachman, learn like this, Chana Mishnah. Lo yasa moisa b'levad machzaloi. Not only do you have to return this extra piece of property that's more than 1/24th. No, but once you have to return it, ela kol, ela eskol haraboyin kulon. That's what it means to say. That not only the extra piece of property that's more than the 1/24th, but even the 1/24th also you have to return. So the kitzur, once the difference of prices of property is more than the 1/24th, then you have to return all of the difference. If the difference is less than 1/24th, we say it's all part of the sale. Lakeh gains, the moicher gains, is part of the sale. But once the difference is more than 1/24th, such a difference has to be returned, and once he has to return it, then we return it to the exact measurement of a base kuro. And you have to return all the difference to that or to the base kuro. Then the Mishnah says, what about mida bechevla ni moichlecho, hein choser, hein yeser? A guy mixed up here. Guy says to the shyness, I want to sell you a base kuro property bechevel. Bechevel means with a string, an exact amount. And then he ends off saying, a drop less or a drop more. It's like a theory. What do you mean? Do you mean exactly or could it be a drop more, a drop less? So halacha is, botel hein choser ven yeser. Midah bechevel. That the midah bechevel, the first part is botel. And the main thing is the end thing that he said. We go bust a safe. Since at the end he said a drop more, drop less, that's the main thing. What about the opposite way around? Let's say he says, Hein choser, hein yeser. I want to buy this property with a drop more, drop less. Need the bechevel. And then at the end, he ends off to say, no, I want it to be an exact measurement. So he said, two steer with the gazach. And what does he mean? Again, botol mida bechevel,